AP News for Friday, September 13th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer met at the White House today.
Your first Ukraine.
Kyiv wants to use some Western-provided weapons to strike deeper into Russia, and U.S. officials tell AP Starmer was seeking Biden's approval to allow Ukraine to use British Storm Shadow missiles for that purpose. He later told reporters,
"We've had a very productive, and we've come to a strong position. I'm very pleased that we've had this."
Biden was asked about a warning from Russia.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin's threat of war, Mr. President?
I don't think much about Vladimir Putin.
On the presidential campaign, former President Trump holding a rally in Las Vegas after earlier speaking with reporters at his golf club near Los Angeles.
This whole state is one of the sad chapters in what's gone on with the radical left lunatics that we have to put up with.
Vice President Harris campaigned in Pennsylvania.
You gotta earn every vote. And that means spending time with folks in the communities where they live.
Walter Ratliff reports the Pope weighed in Friday.
Pope Francis took a lengthy flight home on his way back from his long trip to Asia and Oceania. During the flight, he remarked on the U.S. presidential elections and his dissatisfaction with both the Republican and Democratic candidates for their positions on migration and abortion. Francis said both party candidates are, quote, against life, whether it is the one chasing away migrants or the one that kills children, unquote. The Pope said migration is a right that is enshrined in sacred scripture. Francis didn't mince words when speaking about Democratic support of abortion rights. He said that abortion is killing a human being. Francis told reporters on the flight that American voters are being forced to choose the lesser evil. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Boeing factory workers on strike. Consumer sentiment up this month, according to the University of Michigan Index, and stocks closed their best week of the year. For the week, the Dow gained more than 1,000 points, or 2.6%. The S&P added 4%, the Nasdaq 6%. This is AP News. A boat rescued in the English Channel after an emergency call to Dover, Delaware. Ed Donahue has the story.
It happened about 2 weeks ago.
Dover Police, Dispatcher Atkinson.
A man named Francesco.
My brother called me. He's coming to England with a boat. They are in the middle of water.
Call police.
The engine are off and they are there. They are almost going down.
The boat was in the English Channel.
They come from Calais. They come there in England.
They're in England?
Police say the man searched on the internet for the Dover Police Department and the first match was Dover, Delaware. He needed to call Dover, England.
It's going down. They're leaking everything. They're screaming there.
After some quick work, there was response in England 15 minutes after the Delaware call. Everyone on the boat safely got to shore. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.